Welcome back, everybody. Chobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Marlins, they lost to the Twins yesterday, 8-3. Bums. 100 losses.
That's okay, though, because the last...
Triple digits.
Last 6 years have been pretty good. So, you know, one bad year.
It's a down year?
Yeah, this one.
It's becoming the Bruce Sherman trend.
The Bruce Sherman era.
I'm surprised, this Conine, he's doing the right thing, staying in the shadows. He's like, I'm not going to stick my neck out like Jeter was, because everybody thought Jeter was... at fault.
As a matter of fact, not only is he doing the right thing of staying in the shadows, he employed his son to actually bring some excitement to the team.
Yep.
So that's pretty good.
Yep. Well, whew.
Rough.
Berger, though. Can I have a 30 home run season? Maybe.
Yeah.
Wait, is that 28?
29. Yep.
AKA... Goodbye. Goodbye next season.
Can't be great when you go to the Marlins box score page and ESPN doesn't have a picture of the guy pitching for the Marlins.
Not good.
Oh, they just have like an icon?
Little shadow.
The egg.
Yeah. Little egg emoji. Oh, man. Painful. You got Thursday Night Football tonight. Giants hosting the Cowboys. Cowboys are 5.5-point road favorites. Yeah, you trust them. Go ahead.
Is it really hard to trust anybody now? Except maybe two teams? I mean, because do you trust Philly? They've won, but yikes.
Well, I think they had a good win last week. I mean, like, you shut down after, you know, props to Fangs. Because, they were humming the first couple of games offensively. It wasn't the greatest game in the world. But I mean, they're a catch away from what, being 3-0.
Yeah, I don't. I trust New Orleans because of the division.
Yep, that's fair.
I think if there were any other division in the NFC, I would have questions.
Sure.
Do you trust Houston?
Yeah, same.
Because I would say by Houston, they had the easiest schedule in the NFL last year.
Yeah, but same reasoning that you have. They play in a lousy division.
Yeah, but I think. Three of the teams in their division have a winning record.
No, they don't. They have two 0-3 teams in their division, the Jaguars and the Titans. That division sucks.
All right.
And the Colts are 1-2.
Trust Kansas City, yes. Do you trust Seattle?
No.
See what I'm saying?
Not yet.
I trust Pittsburgh.
Yeah, of course, Tomlin.
Right. That's the thing. You might not be able to name five players on that team. But Tomlin's the coach.
Yeah, Tomlin, TJ Watt.
That's
Tomlin,
right.
Tomlin and TJ.
Let's see.
We go to battle with Tomlin and TJ.
Do you trust Detroit?
TJ, not a tough name.
They got a lot of injuries right now.
I trust Detroit. Because I don't know. You know who I don't know if I trust yet? Still?
Minnesota.
I still don't know if I trust Minnesota.
Right.
Great story. I should.
Sam Darnold, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Remember, we saw Fitzpatrick have an incredible run with the Bucs for four games.
Yeah, but he's the starter all year.
He is going to be the starter all year. That's true. But it still started the same way. Like, it started off hot.
Right.
Big one this week, by the way, at Lambeau. Are they going to have – they're probably going to have Jordan Love back, right? Because it seemed like he was coming back. Seemed like he was on his men back. So, yeah, Jordan Love – questionable Wednesday. He was limited, said he was pretty close to playing this past Sunday. So that sounds like he's coming back.
Yep, sounds like
he's coming back. Although Malik Willis balled out last week, albeit against the Dolphins' next opponent, the Tennessee Titans. So do I trust Minnesota? Not yet, but I probably should. They probably earned because of how good their defense is.
So let me ask you a question. You're telling me you trust Detroit more than you trust either the Packers or the Vikings?
Yeah, just because they were close to the Super Bowl last year. And they basically returned everybody.
But they're hurt right now. They're going to struggle for a minute.
Who's out?
How about San Fran? They're banged up too, but you got to kind of trust them, right?
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. That one I'm more dubious on, though. Because I can see their run being done. You know, they got a lot of old guys, too. You know, I feel like Debo always gets banged up. McCaffrey doesn't seem good. So I'd be more skeptical on them other than that division, you know, is a little bit in flux right now.
Okay.
So you trust
them? Let me ask you. Is there any team in the NFC East you trust?
I trust the Eagles. I trust the Eagles and the Commanders. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But let me ask you the really important one, okay?
Because
this one is one we didn't trust. And I can't believe I'm going to say this because I feel like I should know the answer.
No, the Jets.
Yeah. No. You trust the Jets? Not even a little?
Little.
A little. Little more.
I got to be honest, a little.
All right.
Say this. That player-coach relationship seems like it could implode at any moment.
That's true. That's true. Who do they got this weekend? These bastards. Hosting the Broncos. That's a win. But then they got the Vikings. I think that's in London. I could see something weird happen with Aaron Rodgers in London. He feels like he buys into that royal family conspiracy stuff.
He may be onto something with that one, though.
You were so mad that the Queen got like a send off for weeks.
It was so long.
That's a lot. J-Fig,
you know she was Queen for like 70 years.
It was a good run.
Clearly, it wasn't enough.
It was a good run.
Oh yeah.
See, system Queen though. You would acknowledge.
Oh yeah.
System Queen, sure. Not a franchise Queen.
Mm-mm.
Why am I going after the dead today?
Seriously, what is wrong with you?
The Deftones North American Tour is coming to Amerant Bank Arena in March.
Yeah, that about fits you too.
Oh, Deftones. No, my band is the Tone Defs.
The Tone Defs.
Minus one.
J-Fig, what caller is getting the Deftone tickets today?
I'm going to give you five.
Five. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560 gets a pair of tickets to see the Deftones, a Live Nation show. They're going to be at Amerant Bank Arena in March. If you want to see the Deftones, caller 5 to 305-567-0560. Opening up for them, Toba's band, the Tone Defs.
Jesus.
With their smash hit, D-Wade was way better than Kobe.
Okay.
And the Queen England wasn't that great.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
305-567-0560. Caller 5 gets those Deftone tickets. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Ask for money and get advice. Ask for advice. Get money twice. I'm from the dirty, but that Chico nice.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Our Dave and Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football and soon Heat and Panthers. To enter, go to WQM.com/contest. Dave and Buster's. Eat, drink, play. Watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood Heat. They open up training camp next week. We'll be at Media Day on Monday. Then they head off to the Bahamas.
Whoa. And rough life.
Then they have the red, white, and pink scrimmage the week after that, and then we get preseason action going. So, I got some Mike McDaniel tweets here from the great Barry Jackson.
Oh, why only tweets, huh?
They're not streaming it today.
Oh!
Not streaming his press conference live.
Interesting choice there.
Wonder if they're a little afraid of the YouTube
Dolphins comments.
Come on, Dolphin, you do it every day. Where's Mike McDaniel?
What are YouTube comments?
They usually stream his press conference live.
Okay.
And today, went there. I'm like, yeah, we'll see what Mike.
Maybe they do it tomorrow because you play a day later.
No, he's talking right now. I'm seeing the tweets. He's talking. He's doing a presser. Just can't look at his face. Anyway, here's what he said. Mike McDaniel from Barry Jackson. Mike McDaniel says he thinks he knows who will start at QB against Tennessee, but it's premature to reveal for competitive reasons.
And tell us why you read that?
Because they're not airing it live?
No.
Oh.
Because you responded to it.
Oh, did you?
Sure did.
What'd you
say,
dude?
And gave himself a point.
No way.
Because Mike McDaniel doesn't want the Titans snooping around.
Okay. Okay.
I love how you can make yourself laugh.
Look. Personally, I like it, but they're not amused.
What?
Minus one.
Not amused.
Why not?
Sorry, man.
On what grounds?
Gotta know your crowd.
We don't allow self plus ones.
I thought it was good, though. Personally, it's not me.
We barely ha-awed.
You ha-awed.
Oh, you chuckled.
I did it.
You LOL'd. You ja-ja-ja'd.
I didn't. Ja-ja-ja?
You ja-ja-ja'd.
No, I hee-hee-heed.
McDaniel said he's trying to determine what Skylar Thompson can do and not sure to what extent he will practice. He has been dealing with, quote, a pretty painful rib injury. It's not just pain tolerance. It's how you're able to do your job and with what effectiveness.
Can I say this?
The Eichenberg special.
Can I just say this?
Sure. It's all you, buddy.
He struggled throwing the ball healthy.
Or just not throwing it.
Yeah.
Are you going to now put him out there at a lesser capacity than what he was when you had questions about him throwing?
Mm-hmm.
You might be on to something, Tobes.
Sip your drink.
McDaniel adds, more from Barry Jackson, he doesn't expect Skylar Thompson to take many team reps today in light of injury.
Asked
about Tyler Huntley, McDaniel says he's, quote, encouraged. We targeted him for a reason. There's also a dot, dot, dot there, and who knows how many dots that is with Mike McDaniel. So, Barry Jackson's just trying to be efficient.
Yeah, that's good.
And then McDaniel says he's more comfortable with Huntley in terms of what we targeted him for on the 53-man roster. The game isn't too big for him. Very encouraged by his progression. Just name him the starter already, dude. Enough of this.
I think I made a slight mistake in my garage.
Ooh. What?
The stuff in my refrigerator wasn't getting cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I cranked it up. Everything's frozen.
Oh, I thought, well, you know what? I thought you were going to say everything leaked. Like, I thought it was going to, like, overhum, and then, like, you're going to tell me there was a puddle. Ooh. So,
no.
At least you know it works. It's too much.
Yeah.
So all your poppies are frozen?
Ooh, yeah. I keep having a little frozen.
I'm sorry.
That's kind of how I feel about you sometimes.
Huh?
A little frozen.
Like,
that.
No.
Got to let it go.
You enjoy everything in the refrigerator.
Let it go.
So you try to make it better. Mm-hmm. Too much.
Hmm.
Now look at you. Looking like a frozen poppy.
Poppy the troll.
Which could be a compliment.
I am a poppy.
Kurt Warner looking like a frozen poppy.
What is that?
QB poppy.
QB poppy.
QB poppy. Man, he's a professional breeder.
Wasn't he the OG Phillip Rivers?
Kurt Warner?
Yeah. He has a bevy of kids, doesn't he?
He got like seven kids.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know if it's...
That's 10 years of your relationship pregnant.
Yep. Yep.
Man.
Don't want a break?
Right?
From Omar Kelly, quote, there is an opportunity to see people galvanize around the QB. That is Mike McDaniel.
Huh.
Hmm.
That's a big word for me, dog.
Wasn't that the word?
That was the word. That was the word. Yeah. That was. Tyler Hero was like, excuse me? That's a big word for me, dog.
Y'all galvanize. All right, I'm out of here.
That's a big word for me, dog.
Wow. All right. Well, I want to get excited. I love football. I want to be excited for Monday.
Here's the problem.
And Tim Boyle does not excite me.
Here's the problem. We're going to talk about this on Tuesday. And that's too late in the week, I think. Because you can't say we're moving forward. Because that game going to be right up on you. And you're either going to be miserable or have hope. I hope we have some kind of hope. This is how many more weeks Tua got?
Three more games.
Okay, so 4 more weeks.
4 more weeks, yeah. He can't come back till the Cardinals game, which is the 27th.
Now, isn't it weird that they do it 4 games and not 4 weeks?
Yeah, I mean,
because you can't say it's a 18-week season and then disregard one of those weeks if you're on IR.
Mm-hmm. He also says on Snoop Huntley, I can see him gain the confidence of his teammates. That's from Adam Beasley. Crazy.
Yeah.
Played 3 games and went to the Pro Bowl.
Also desperation, you know, like, please be good. Please be better than what we've seen.
Yeah, but you want
to... I know that feeling right there.
Please be better than what we had.
I know that feeling right there.
Yeah, it worked out for you though.
Well, you may make a whole bunch of friends when the team need a running back.
Yeah. Wasn't that a Pro Bowl year for you, Leroy?
No.
In my brain.
I made all Madden though.
Look at that. All Madden same year thing. For him. If we can get a Tyler Huntley all Madden season, it's all we needed. It's all we needed.
Or we can use your slogan.
What?
Fall on the sword.
Fall on the sword for Cam Ward.
You got, like, you wishy-washy fans.
Not wishy-washy, baby. We're just having some fun.
Yes, you are. You wishy-washy.
It's Cam.
I love the way people get on me about my comments about teams or whatever. Most of the time, my comments are accurate. You just don't like them. You go on to the next big thing very quickly.
Oh, he's big. He's big. Mobile.
Keep in mind.
A real piss whistle.
You know why this is gonna be cool for Cam Ward?
Got that dogging.
Cause they're not gonna play nobody all year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he can rack up some big, big numbers.
Yeah. And he likes to rub it in their face.
No more eligibility, right? No way we
Rain
can get him
Cowley.
Back for
another. No, dude.
Come on.
He's the same age as Mike McDaniel. Gotta go.
He's not that old. He's actually not. He's not. This is not a Bo Nix situation. He's 22.
Or Chris Winkie.
Yeah, this he's not like he's not. Yeah.
You know, we have a 29-year-old tight end right now.
Yeah, no, he's not that.
Okay.
And you know what? He looks like a 29-year-old because after the game, when these kids come down like the Super Bowl.
He's got to go hang out with the Australian punters because they're all 30.
They're all 30.
You're cramping.
Oh, wow. He's only 22. That's pretty good.
Look at
considering
that.
It seems like he's been playing college football for.
Yeah, he's not that long. He's not that old. It's just, you know, his just journey was because he had the, you know, like he didn't get any offers.
Bo Nix is old.
He takes a sledgehammer to the star system.
Yeah.
Oof. Yes, because he was 0 stars.
Yep. That's like, even the bum restaurants on Yelp have half a star.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hey, but you're not.
That's
going
because to. You're not allowed to.
You should be.
I gotta tell you. I did get people ask me, did I look at Yelp for the cab driver? I mean, the limo driver. Like, no.
Well, that was your first.
I remember
year.
That whole situation.
Dade South says, "Fall down the board for Cam Ward."
Fall down the.
But yeah, if you, well, I don't know, you might have to climb the board to get to Cam Ward. Who knows, dude? At this point, take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this. Dirty South.
Uh huh. Can y'all really feel me? Fellas. East Coast Fellas. West Coast Fellas. Say what? Dirty South. Here we go.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Talbot and Leroy here with you. If you guys missed any of today's show.
Wasn't Aaliyah supposedly married to R. Kelly?
I don't remember, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe they signed their marriage license in blue ink.
What?
Sorry.
What do you mean?
No.
He's lashing out about something.
Oh, done. So
I just wanna.
While I was on AT&T, I get a call. Send it to. I knew it must have been something important because then he texts me right after he called. Hey, and he always does this. No rush. Call me when you're done.
Kind of me.
Yeah, but it means call me quickly. So I get done with AT&T. I call him. Hey, real quick. It says on here we're supposed to sign with Black Ink, but we signed with Blue Ink. What should I, you know, should I just send it in or whatever? And so I call, he says, can you ask Mel? I'm like, no. He goes, why? I said, because she gave me Blue Ink and she's going to say the system is wrong and she's right. So that's, I don't want to even go fair. Down that path.
That's fair.
Right? I said, just send it in. If you got to redo it, you just redo it. You can put the same date on it or whatever if it makes you, you know, feel.
So you may or may not be married right now.
I don't know, Gordon Leroy. Just send it in. See what happens.
Send it in.
See what happens.
Yeah, well, like, what am I supposed to do? You signed it. You got the stamp.
Why? Is there a reason why black and not blue? You know, is that like, can you not forge black ink?
Because here's the deal.
Does it make it less official?
Any banking stuff, you have to sign in blue ink because they want to know it's your signature.
Okay.
So why blue?
Mel, as a notary, the state of Florida wants you to sign everything in blue ink so they know it's original. And not a stamp. So that's how, why she thinks that.
But it says on the paper that it has to be black.
Yeah, it says.
So that's everywhere. Marco's fault.
No, my fault.
That's true.
Because you should. Wait. It's, whoa.
You should have read
it. Wait. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
It's your papers.
Yeah, for sure.
So you should have known how you had to sign your papers.
Yeah, you should know what the notary is.
But this is how you set it up as a family. This is
what I didn't set up. I was with you.
This, exactly. Your alibi is set up. You distract me. You take me to the living room. Mima swoops in with her blue pen. Everyone had a...
You just want
another segment to go ahead and blame Mima.
Can I just say, that might have been the funniest thing ever. Because... when they came over, Mima wasn't even in the room. Right?
This is all of it.
And we went to the other room and come back, and Mima's signing documents.
I'll tell you
one. It's never a boring day in the Horde household.
I'll tell you one thing we're not going to do. We're not going to blame Mima. Even though I do picture her when you say this, like bringing out a quill.
Yes, exactly. With like, and I wondered why did the jar say blue?
So animated.
Hey, you better find out quick. Mima going on a 3-week cruise.
Oh, Mima!
Do you need her for a witness again?
Maybe it was a plan because he figured.
Well, how about this? Could you?
I really wanted Leroy to sign it, so we'll just bring it back and, you know, redo it.
You think like he needs on his marriage certificate a former pro bowler like signed my marriage certificate?
No, I don't know, but
that's if you think it's going up to
eBay. Hey, I've never seen. Look, they were all excited. And then he looked down at the paper and he goes, Mima signed.
This is like when you like leave a restaurant, but you left them the customer copy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, no.
What about,
yeah,
could you just trace over the signature?
Okay, hear me out.
No, with like a can't. Sharpie.
That just doesn't look right.
It's not going to look right.
You totally could have done it. But then all of a sudden, never in my life has she been like this. But now all of a sudden she wants to be Mrs. Honorable. And it's like, no, we can't do that.
Why? Like, hey, no, can I just... Wait.
Honest
can
woman.
Can I just give you a little heads up?
Just, I don't know.
This is not a good way to start your marriage.
Well, I mean, tell me about it, dude.
Saying that now she wants to be honorable.
Oh, all of a sudden, she's like, oh, I don't want to do that to the government. I'm like, what do you mean you don't want to do that? Just step
doesn't
out
really
of
make
line.
Sense, though. Like, ink is ink. I don't think... Like, who cares?
Crazy.
Even if you sign it in red ink. I used to have a teacher that would like get mad at us if we tried to write in red ink. He goes, you need a master's degree to write in a red ink. I'm like, why?
Do you?
Wow, do you?
I'm like, you do?
What is that?
No, you don't. He just made it up. He made up his own rules. And he would bring out the master's degree, too. He'd be like, you see this? This is what you need for a to write in red ink.
See, I can understand that because you can't copy red ink. You need to make a copy of anything. Red doesn't show up.
Big spoon?
Black, blue. Oh!
Is this proof?
Oh, God.
No.
Hey, Stitchy Mouse.
I mean, the way she came in, she could have just talked. Right?
It wasn't very subtle.
In her efforts to like be discreet, she's holding up a poster board.
Oh.
I thought it for a second before I saw her face, I thought it was Big Spoon.
No, like, she had to work.
Yeah, you know.
She had to work, and I didn't know what was going on because I went outside. It was like, remember when Ernesto went by and they shut down the whole city for like 3 days and we were outside playing because nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Right. So I was very confused by our promo that just played. Because we play these promos when we leave. Coming up today, the Hurricanes are getting ready for Vautech. We'll keep you posted on Dolphins camp. The Marlins are in Minnesota. I'm like, okay, topical.
Normal.
One kind of stood out, and I don't think we're allowed to do what it says we're going to do on the promo.
All right.
You got that for us, Marcos?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I guess I'll just play it, right?
Yeah.
One more day until Canes and Virginia Tech at Hard Rock Stadium. Our coverage tomorrow begins with countdown to kickoff at 3:30 p.m. Kickoff at 7:30. The Dolphins have a Monday night game versus the Titans. Mike McDaniel on shaking off that loss against Seattle and turning it around.
Definitely some results that were not what we're expecting. It doesn't matter how you feel. Your job is to take whatever it is, however unexpected, and figure it out.
Jordan Poyer talked about how to get back to the win column.
There's a million excuses you could say this side or the other, but it's just part of our season right now. Just having to, like I said, keep your head down and keep working and not worry about the who's playing where or whatever. You know, we have a job to do, and our job is to go out there and stop, obviously, the offense to our best ability and get the football back to our offense.
We'll also update you on Tua's visits with the neurologists. The Panthers played a preseason game last night.
I actually heard that, too. Hold on.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to update you on his visit with the neurologist. I don't know when those are. And also, isn't that HIPAA?
I don't think we can do that.
She made it sound like we have the have him on call.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Like, we're in the room with them.
I'm here to inform our audience and whatnot, but I was just like, that seems like a little invasive almost.
And our job is to go out there and stop, obviously, the offense to our best ability and get the football back to our offense.
We'll also update you on Tua's visits with the neurologists.
Wow.
That's a bold promise.
Are we? They're good?
I don't know.
Can I say that?
I don't think we're allowed to know if they are good or not good.
I don't know.
But the fact is, you're not going to know.
But they just promised.
And guess what? And here's the kicker.
They promised during a hurricane.
The team is not required to say anything because he's on IR.
Why are we advertising that?
It's very strange.
We'll also let you know what Tua's blood work says.
We got a guy.
Wait. So question.
Yeah.
Who is getting this information and who decided to let everybody know we're getting this information?
I don't know.
Does that sound like a Lynn Marie?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, Len is the one that approves these things, correct?
Yeah. I'm guessing.
Dolphin Kane says WQM is not bound by HIPAA. The neurologist is.
Oh. Good point.
Witcher. Just out of curiosity. If we so good at finding out injuries, how come ain't nobody telling us what's wrong with Skylar Thompson? He just got a chest boo-boo. Right? Dude, I'm telling you, the ribs and the chest, nothing to be played with. I don't care. It hurts like hell.
Shreethan, you're such a bastard. WQM might not be bound by HIPAA, but this show is bound by a hippo.
Wow. I'm going to tell you right now, Smeathan, you better not be fat.
Who is that adorable hippo that's going viral, by the way?
You better not be fat, huh?
Who is that adorable viral hippo that's going on, by the way?
Don't trust it, dude. I heard.
What do you mean you don't trust it?
I heard zoos are painting dogs as pandas. I can't trust anything. <Yeah. laughs>
Hey, dude, if you're that stupid and you go to a zoo and say, oh, that's not a dog, then you don't need to be at a zoo.
It's a
panda's barking at me. Like
Thailand's adorable pygmy hippo, Mudang.
Oh, I love Mudang, dude.
Mudang is adorable.
Hey, adorable, dude. I just want to pinch its little cheeks.
You sure that ain't Mudang?
Did you say punch?
She's gonna punch.
Did I say punch?
Can I tell you something? Hey, hippos are probably one of the most aggressive animals.
This isn't adorable.
No, but he's a pygmy hippo.
Yeah, so it's
way different.
Yeah.
A little one?
Yeah, little one, dude.
I literally showed you guys a picture.
There's no such thing as a little fat thing.
Wow,
that is adorable.
Wait, when's the last time you seen a panda get up on and hang over the side like that?
With his tongue out. I literally showed you this. A deception.
I know.
Can't trust anyone anymore, man. But if this hippo is what it's cracked up to be,
this is cute. Very cute.
Does it mean that it won't grow to like, you know, murderous size? Is that what pygmy means? Or is
I think it's mini. I think it's like a mini.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whoa!
It looks like one of them, like an animal on one of the scary movies. Why is he all lubed up?
I don't know. Maybe he's fresh out the. Maybe he's fresh out the hippo juice.
Oh my goodness!
Like, got that hippo placenta on him.
Well, man, he's just like Dre trying to bite everything.
Biting things.
Teether.
Except he ain't got no teeth. Look at them little baby teeth.
Mm. Love Mudang.
Yeah, it's cute now, so it has teeth.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like,
how big does a pygmy hippo get? Can't get too big.
Why don't you pull it up instead of asking those dumbass questions?
Wow.
You're the animal guy.
You know, you're a real jackass. You'll sit here and you'll ask me every hockey question in the book expecting knowledge back. I have one question about a pygmy.
Why wouldn't I expect the intangible on the show to know hockey?
Intangibles don't know all the hockey rules. I'm not Canadian.
4.5 to 6 feet.
That don't sound like a small animal.
4.5 to 6 feet is a respectable hippo size.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like a point guard hippo.
So,
we still talking about hippo
300
sizes?
Pounds?
Yes, 400 to 600
pounds. Wow, that's a whopper.
Oh, so basically he's Miles Garrett.
Yeah, but what is
regular? Miles Garrett is a tiny hippo.
What's a full-size hippo?
Ton?
How big does normal hippo get? Normal hippo gets... I guess not that much bigger. No, I need
16 feet long.
No way. What?
5.5 feet tall. Ooh. Between 2,200 and almost 10,000 pounds. Yeah. That seems a lot.
That does seem like
a lot. A 10,000 pound hippo?
10 to 16 feet.
I guess that little baby pygmy is on a curve, right? They compared it to the 2-ton hippo. So I guess if you're a quarter that size, you can be considered miniature. Before the 600 pounds, go ahead and play with that.
The heaviest hippo ever recorded was a captive hippo in Germany that weighed almost 10,000 pounds.
So they can't use that as a norm if it's the heaviest one ever caught and they say up to 10,000 pounds because of the one?
We're not fat shaming the hippo.
I mean, why are you fat shaming? You don't have to fat shame him. He weighed 10,000 pounds.
Remember when you
like this? Self-explanatory. Oh, I remember one time I was a kid, and you know I got a whole bunch of big people in my family. In fact, I might be the smallest one in my family, women included. Right? There's no lie. Growing up, so one time, my grandmother looked over at my grandfather. She said, "I'm getting fat." Right? So my grandfather, who, you know, he didn't really care. They've been married for a long time. He said, "You're not fat for a 7-footer. And so me and my brother, we sitting in the other room and we like, that's the first time we learned how to quiet laugh. You know how you try to laugh?
Now, is the person who owns the zoo big Bulls fan?
A Bulls fan?
Yeah.
Why?
Named
after Luol Deng?
Oh, get out of here. Jesus. You know, like, dude.
Well, you
minus like, one.
This whole time you were saying that story, he was trying to think.
He was trying to think of something.
And he was trying to find a way to get terrible. You bothered right before we went.
Why you could let us get off the air and just enjoy some football tonight? Yeah, I had to ruin the goodbye.
I don't need your guys' approval. Barry Jackson had my snooping around tweet. He retweeted it.
Oh, God.
That's the only approval I need so in my life. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And that is why we could be in the position that we're in.
Karmatic is not a word.
Oh, it's a word, it dude. Karmatic is a word. Karmatic is
not a word.
And we got beat by Geno F.N. Smith.
Can I tell you?
Hey, I can give you.
All you have to do is go to shrpo.com for a complete list of you.
Must be over 21.
Number 4.
I see y'all when I see y'all.